So last week, I wasn't on the radio, and I know you probably missed me. I was, in fact, in Southend. And in Southend was a young man named Ryan Bartrop. And me, Mel Lewis. Just been confirmed for Radio 1 Hackney Weekend. But alongside us was a Mr. Derren Brown. And Derren Brown wowed 1,500 people with his creepy stuff, his crazy technical climbing. And he was guessing people would have secret lap dances, and it was all very, very interesting. So I just wanted to take this moment to apologise for us not being on air last week, because we were at Derren Brown. Did you have fun, Ryan, at Derren Brown?
I did. It was awesome.
It was a bit scary, though, wasn't it?
You were terrified.
At one point, now he's told us not to ruin it and tell people what happens, but at one point he did something to one person that I didn't know was possible. He made him move in ways I didn't know were possible. How can you sit somewhere, touch something else, and make him think you were touching him? I honestly spent the whole time in fear. Because Ryan, for his birthday, had got us very, very good tickets. Thank you very much to Mr. Ryan Bartrop's dad. He got us tickets that were very close. Derren Brown was walking past us quite a lot, wasn't he?
Yep.
And Derren, you were very, very good, but I did at one point think you were going to turn me into a chicken. So I anticipated spending a lot of my time doing this. And when he was pulling people's names out of the hat randomly, I thought this was going to be me, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I sat there in absolute fear. Now, when I got back, people were sceptical and said, oh, well, the people he chose were probably audience members. And I said, no. So I want to use this moment right now, right here and now, for you, DIY Radio listeners, to let me know. Oh, hello. At DIY Radio, get in touch with me and let me know, have you been hypnotised by Mr. Derren Brown? Have you been to a show? Have you been involved physically? Or do I believe those who say it's a fraud? Because I don't think it is.